On this fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare Sunday, we come to the realization that we have joy in our soul because Christ is our Saviour. As he said to Nicodemus the Sadducee, God's Son has come into the world so that the world might be saved. Saved from sin. So often when people think of Christ, they think of him in terms of prestige, power, or popularity. The miracles that he supposedly wrought, or the preaching that he taught. So often they look at his fame and familiarity and forget that he came to be lifted up upon the cross. The name Jesus means Saviour. He saves. And he saves us from our sin. Every saint in heaven was a sinner on earth. And every sinner on earth can be, if they so choose, a saint in heaven. Saints and sinners can be likened to light and darkness. Christ is the light. Sin is the darkness. And Christ has come into the world to cast out sin as our Saviour. At times, people may think or comment, I've done nothing wrong, I'm not in jail, I'm okay. Therefore, I'll go to heaven when I die. Every saint in heaven is a saint there because they realised here that they were a sinner in need of a saviour. And for those who think they are sinless, I challenge them to look at the windows in their house. Now, most people have windows which are slightly dirty. Some people, however, might have very clean windows. But generally speaking, a window which allows light to pass through it, our soul allows grace to pass through it. A window from a distance may look clean. But with a bright light, the sun outside, the closer we come to that window, the dirtier we realise it actually is, in need of cleaning. So too with our soul. The closer we come to God, the more penetrating the light of his grace, the more we realise we need him. We need to cast aside the sinfulness of our life and find Christ and his grace, his saving grace. And we do that by our faith. The stronger our faith, the more hope we have in our heart. The first reading is all about faith from the second book of Chronicles. How the great prophet, the major prophet Jeremiah, would instill faith in God's fractured people and remind them of their heritage, who they are and where they have come from. We as Catholics depend upon our faith, which originates and is maintained by two sources: sacred scripture, the written word of God, and church teaching, the living magisterium. The word of God proclaimed to us through the popes. Both sources come together and provide for us the fullness of divine revelation. Always bear in mind, Christ founded a church. He didn't give us a Bible. The church wrote down some things which we call the New Testament. Others were taught. All Christians believe in the Apostles' Creed, yet the Apostles' Creed is not in the Bible. It was taught by the church, handed on from the apostles to the church and from church leaders or bishops unto the faithful since day dot. So we adhere to both sources, church tradition, church teaching, and the Bible. And from both we draw much strength and insight. And one insight that we partake of and understand better this weekend is the event that occurred to Moses with God's people during the Sinai Exodus. After being in Egypt for 400 years, God's people were somewhat feral, in need of reform. So God would make them endure strict regulations and a harsh regime for 40 years to bend them to his will in the wilderness. On one occasion, they were bitten by snakes. And Christ now features in the old covenants. As Christ is in the old, we learn from him and his will for us. In the old covenants, Moses was told by God to heal his people by putting up on a standard a bronze serpent. And the people who looked at that serpent would be healed. Why didn't God just say to Moses, bow your heads and I'll give you a healing blessing? No, this is a type of Christ hidden in the old covenant. There's three correlations between Christ upon the cross and his serpent upon the standard in that desert. The first is this. The bronze serpent, made of bronze, metal, looked like a serpent but wasn't. Christ, upon the cross, looked like he was merely human, but he wasn't. He's God and man. Secondly, the bronze serpent healed people of poison, though it was poisonless. Christ, upon the cross, heals us of sin, though he is sinless. The third point, the people were only healed when they looked with faith at the bronze serpent upon the standard. We are healed only when we seek Christ crucified and his will for us in our life. That moment on Calvary, which we shall relive in a few weeks on Good Friday, is never ending. Although that was one historical moment, it's still lived out in every Mass, the sacrifice of the cross. And every moment we receive God's grace to heal our soul, we partake of that source of endless grace won for us by the holocaust of the victim of the Lamb of God on Calvary. Let us therefore rejoice that we have the fullness of faith. Let us partake of that faith and inspire others to learn more about their faith as we approach the great paschal mysteries of the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord. Have faith in Christ so that you too may partake of his joy, the joy within the heart that comes on this Rejoice Sunday. Praise be Jesus Christ.